And now the column from our MP, John Howell. A few weeks ago, ministers were working flat out to bring forward measures to try to keep us all safe and to help people in the very many different situations faced with the onset of COVID-19 in the UK. The initial raft of measures was a blunt instrument which had to be refined to meet ever more detailed concerns that had fallen through the net. There has been general cross-party consensus on the actions as the Prime Minister has worked to keep an open dialogue. Now the challenge is to chart our recovery strategy, and this will almost certainly be much harder than setting out the survival measures. If I simply take my own correspondence as a measure, I know that people are either afraid or frustrated, and some people feel both. The government is working hard to be guided by the science, but inevitably there are conflicting scientific reports. As we try to move forward, there are those who would prefer to slow down and those who would like to speed up. There are those fearful for their physical health, those fearful for their mental health, those fearful for their livelihoods, and so much more. No strategy is going to satisfy everyone. The Prime Minister has set out a general direction of travel, the stages through which we might move, and the precautions that we will take. As before, it will take time to refine the details and help us all to return to our new normal. The experience has inevitably led to questions about our previous ways of doing things in our national life and in our personal lives. There will be debates about how we can learn from the experience. There may be permanent changes, and doubtless there will be a raft of PhDs gained from research into this situation. Technology has been invaluable in helping us through. It has enabled us to maintain some sort of contact with our family and friends. It has helped us in education and in business. It has helped us in Parliament to find new ways to hold the government to account and to pursue inquiries. But we are social beings, and the one thing so many people tell me they long for is the opportunity to meet face to face again. As we move forward together, we will have different strongly held views, and our needs may be very different. None of us can really know the toll that this situation has taken on the other, so I hope that we can show a generosity of understanding. Parliament is already picking up the agenda on other bills making their way through the system. As always, I welcome the views of constituents on the various topics and issues before us. If you have an issue that you would like to raise with me, please feel free to email me or write to me at the House of Commons. House of Commons, London, SW1A, OAA.